but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach, joining us. Baseball guy. I don't know, is he a Mariners fan? Are you a Mariners fan?
Baseball fan, John. I was pulling for him, you know. I was pulling for him. I followed. I watched the 15-inning game, first game I watched in eons, just during the bye week. So I watched every damn inning, you know. I like baseball. I enjoy the chess match and all that. And I was pulling for him, but the middle of their line, the other team, the Canadian team, their hitters, I thought, they had a little more pop all the way through, you know. Anyway, tough loss for the Mariners. Tough day in Seattle today.
Everybody's questioning Dan Wilson, the manager, for not having his best relief pitcher out there in that situation, saving him maybe for the eighth inning. He wanted to, you know, use him in the eighth and close out the game with him. You're a coach. What is that second guessing like in your head when you're in a situation that doesn't pan out for you?
Well, hindsight 2020, you know, on Sunday, it's easy to know what you would have been a different route, or if you were wrong, you know, then, oh, I should have done this. You don't second guess. I mean, that's the magic of sport, number one. Everybody can second. Armchair quarterbacks can do whatever they want. You know, you evaluate. You don't second guess. Should I have done this? What will I do next time? Just don't make the same mistake twice, if he even thinks he made a mistake. But, you know, I didn't even know that situation because I just caught the tail end. I turned the TV on when the seventh, when the Sperry guy hit the home run. I'm like, oh, crap. So.
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. I've heard coaches say that the losses stay with you. The losses are worse than the wins are good. Is that true?
Well, that's interesting. I think the losses, I can recall every play. The wins turns into a big blue sky. You know what I mean? The losses. We had five turnovers in this past game we just played. Vikes aren't where they want to be right now, but you know, we're facing head on. I can tell you exactly what happened on every turnover. You know, the games you win, you know, I don't even know if we turned it over. We won, you know, we scored more. I probably had more mistakes in a lot of those games than you have in the ones you lose. But I think, yeah, that clicks in more than anything because you want to fix it, you know, unless you don't give a shit. But you want to fix it. You don't want to make the same mistake twice. How can we get better at this? Personnel, you start going through the whole swath again of what you evaluate, you know.
You have five games to go. You're at Idaho this week. That is a tough place to play. I was looking at the FCS schools and the budgets this last week, and, you know, the in the Big Sky Conference, you have six of the top 10 athletic department budgets in all of the FCS division. It's like the SEC of the FCS. You've got all the schools spending money. Montana State, among them, Idaho is up there as well. All right, you can't make that an excuse, but what do you see on film? What does Idaho have on film as you look at this roster?
Personnel-wise, they're up front. I would rate them better than us, so we're going to have to do something there to negate that, find an equalizer. That's number one. Shoot, they got two of my kids playing for them. It's two guys. They got a start and safety, and one of their D tackles was, you know, brought from my group. So at least I know some of their players and what they do good and what they do bad. But it all starts, and again, we've talked about this, and I'm not making excuses. It all starts, I used to get a kick out of looking at their book, you know, all their coaches. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ridiculous that you get to, you mentioned SEC, you get to their level, they got like 50 support staff. They list all these people. You know, I sat in a room today with my guys after practice, and I said, hey, this is it. We are everything. I said, so here's how we're going to, you know, approach this. And kids, I think I got had 10 in that room. One guy might have been out, you know, cleaning the hallway or emptying the trash, but it is what it is. What I noticed about the money, it used to be being the underdog was a little easier, but now there's so much money flowing, John, that it's getting harder to keep up. You know, they've added, now it's legal. The money's legal. You don't have to sneak it. I think some schools, even in our league, were sneaking. Now you don't have to. You got the collective, you got scholarship, you know, cost of living. You know, we're not there. Everybody in the conference is. So the battles are leaving us a little bit, and that's a decision, you know, that has to be made around here. Are we going to, let's keep up with the Joneses at least a little bit. You know, let's at least build a front porch, something. We can keep up if college football is going to keep going like it is from a financial side.
I was, again, looking at the FCS operating budgets, and you guys are ninth out of 11 football playing schools in your conference. And you got Idaho State and I can't remember the other one, but there was one other that are down there kind of with you guys, Weber State and Idaho State, and you guys are kind of at the bottom of the conference. Everybody else is, you know, spending. Some of these schools, Montana State is at $8.8 million as a budget, and you guys are at $5 million, you know. And so I think it's difficult, even if you are playing Moneyball, to keep pace. And that doesn't even count NIL. You don't have an NIL collective. How did that unfold? And is that just driven by the fact that Montana State and some of these other schools, Cal Poly, Davis, that they just have donor groups that are stronger and more organized? Is that what's going on?
I believe so, yes. You're talking to Portland State's donor group. I mean, it's help. It's that's where those monies come from, you know. Schools that have broken off, they don't just have an administration now. They have a foundation that now they have a collective raising money for all the student athletes in that program, men and women, not just football. So that's what I mean. We have to find our avenue to get on that highway, you know.
Are those conversations?
Facilities are, yeah, the ones that knock you too, because the two you just said, Weber State, last time we were at their place, we beat them. The head coach actually asked me, they have a beautiful new weight facility, athletic facility they just built right by their yard. Hey, and he asked me, he said, hey, Barney, would you like to walk through our new facility? The game didn't start for like an hour and 10 minutes. I said, Jay, I'm not walking through your damn facility. I'm here to kick your ass. And the other one,
did he want your guys to see his facilities? Was he trying to let your guys see it?
No, he wanted to just show me, you know, he didn't want to embarrass him, but he just wanted to show me. I said, Jay, come on, man. And the other one, Idaho State, they have a new practice field. They've got some things going, but that's the things, you know, and I think my president, I think she's been in the seat for a while. I don't think she's evaluating. I think she'll make some decisions soon on, you know, what's going to happen here, from what I understand.
Are you concerned that is that decision a do we keep football decision? Because if you're not funding it, what is the point of playing it other than, you're just subsidizing basketball and other sports?
Well, again, I control what I can control, John. I'm not. Am I concerned? You know, I'll be concerned for my staff and my student athletes. I'm gonna have to, if it came to that, I'm gonna have to play some. Yeah. I'm gonna have to make sure my staff and my student athletes find a home, if that is what's coming down the pipe. But I've not heard anything like that, that that's what it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be that extreme. There's going to have to be some fixes, even if it's just bringing us up the cost, you know, of attendance. That would keep some recruits here and maybe keep some guys from leaving, you know. But don't get me wrong, though. I have a proud bunch. My locker room, if you would have came to my practice today and tried to guess our win-loss right now, our record, there's no way you would have said what it was. You might have said 7-0 because they hit the field, they took off. But that's kind of guys I have right now. But you know, that would get you a cup of coffee because people look at your record. They go, oh, you know, they're not worth a damn. No, it's a young group. It's a banged up group. And I'll tell you what, we're going. We got five more. Next one's Idaho, and we're going to go to the Kibbe Dome, and you'll see a crew getting after it. And I'm proud of that. If there's, you know, small victories, but that's what we teach. I'm going to put a group of guys out that I tell them this when I recruit them. I'm not going to get you ready for 4 years. I'm going to get you ready for the next 40. You know, we talked the other night. If you think this is adversity, you're ridiculous. You know, wait 10 years, 20 years when something happens. That's real, but let's help you prepare for it right now. Here's how you fight. Here's how you go. Anyway, a lot of coach talk, but there's some pretty heart-to-hearts in there, too, that hopefully they take away from this. So, anyway,
how do you keep that locker room together with that conversation when you're not getting the result? And here comes Idaho, and, you know, then comes Cal Poly. And how do you keep those guys, how do you keep them playing?
You talk about life, and I got, like I said, I think I have good leadership. I think I have a good group of guys, you know. But how do you do it? It's happened so far, you know. What's going to happen next week? I don't know. I do know a win will make it a hell of a lot easier. But you have this job. At Portland State, you better be able to keep a locker room together. You're going to be gone in a year, honestly. But we've been able to do that, whatever we are doing. And I think the formula changes every year if you're not undefeated. So it's what we do, John. It's what we do.
Bruce Barnum is with us. You know, you threw for 300 yards against Weber State. Statistically you played well, but five turnovers in the game, four interceptions and a fumble. You're just not going to win a lot of games playing that way. And, you're watching that unfold, and yet you're still at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. You got 27 points on the board. It feels like you lost that game in the first half.
Well, actually the first half, we gave them a pick six early. They had a situation. I had a situation. The guy was hurt. He's a hell of a football player. I hadn't practiced much, but I put him in. Wrong signal. Miscommunication, and it went the other way. You know, so that was a start. Otherwise, you know, at halftime, it's 7-6, and the Vikes are even closer. I think it was 9-6. Or 6-6, it might be tied up. So, you know, but all the what ifs. What you do get, and some of those turnovers were guys pressing, trying to make plays, trying to do too much. Maybe that's a byproduct, you know, of being frustrated. There's frustration with the record, but, you know, you got to play within ourselves. And let other people make the plays and realize that second and 10 is not a bad thing once in a while. You know, they're going to do things. If something's not open, throw it away, and let's line up again. So then we gave them short fields. If, with the turnovers, I think everyone, all except one, we gave them a short field. Can't do that to our defense.
You are going to Idaho. You guys are making that trip. We'll talk to you next week, Coach. I appreciate you coming on every week.
No, of course. Thanks for having us, John. Ready to go.
All right. There he goes, Portland State Coach Bruce Barnum. Steven, they are 0-7. Here's what's in line for them. Idaho, Cal Poly, Sacramento State, Montana. The last three, I think, were easier. Northern Arizona, Eastern Washington, Weber State. And they lose all three of those games. I really felt like if they were going to get the traction they needed, it was going to happen, you know, in the last 3 weeks or so. Now it becomes Idaho, Cal Poly, Sac State, Montana. That is a brutal stretch. That's a brutal month of football for Portland State. They finish at Northern Colorado. And right now, Bruce Barnum, and you know, talking like a guy who's saying, "Hey, look, we got to figure out what we want to be as a football program and a department." And you know, Portland State is, you know, I'll give you a couple of stats. You know, among FCS schools, Portland State's got a problem, right? They have don't have a home stadium. They play 11 miles from their campus out in Hillsboro. They rent a stadium. Their average attendance last season was 1,660. That ranked 126th among the FCS schools, 126 out of 128. Not an ideal situation when you're playing against schools like Montana and Montana State, who, by the way, both draw more than 20,000 fans per game. Montana is number one in FCS. 26,419 is where they stand. So you have, you know, no stadium. You got a budget that is 60% of the teams you're playing against. You got a really tough situation. You got to play the payday games. Team's all beat up. Lost his running back for the season. He's, you know, playing with one hand tied behind his back, but Portland State's getting its teeth kicked in. They're 0-7 this season, and, you know, really going to Idaho here. I'm going to Cal Poly. Next two games are going to be real tough for them.
100%. Yeah, I mean, it's just the ball is rolling down the hill, and you can't really stop it, and they've tried. But you're right. I mean, if they were going to get a win, if they're going to get the season on track, it would have been the last couple weeks, and they just couldn't get it done. Going forward, man, I don't know. And you know, you asked Barnum about, you know, what's the point of even having the program if you're not having the, you know, the donor money in, and he gave the political answer of, you know what, I can only control what I control, what I can control. But I think, you know, you're digging down to the bottom of the problem is that they don't have a stadium, they don't have the investment, and how are you going to win in this type of situation?
Yeah, and I think if you are, you know, the president at Portland State, you got to figure out what you're going to do here. And, you know, and is Bruce Barnum your coach? If he's your coach, okay, great, he's your coach. You move forward with it. But I think there's a 20,000 foot question to be answered, and then there's a 200 foot question to be answered as you kind of zero down in on the program. But a really tough thing to watch Portland State in the predicament that it's in. And I'm looking and I'm going, okay, you look at the top of FCS when it comes to budget, you know, the schools are up at the top are South Dakota State and Stony Brook and Montana, Montana State. Those are the top four. Tarleton State is at 6, Sacramento State's at 7, Idaho's at 8, UC Davis is at 9, Cal Poly's at 10, North Dakota State is at 11. Those are the schools that Portland State's playing. They're playing the top budget schools in FCS, and then they're playing payday games. And, you know, so it is the kind of games where I see them playing a Weber State, or I see them playing a Northern Arizona, and I go, okay, at least this isn't a complete class mismatch for the Vikings. Really tough situation for Bruce Barnum and his team. We'll see how they fare at Idaho. Our big splash is coming up. Petros Papadakis at 4 o'clock. Be here.